What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
Welcome back. I mean, welcome. Don't we all need someone to stand by us? Don't we all need someone to, you know, just be there around us and give us the encouragement that we need? You know, just sometimes we just want to be aware that someone is there. We just have that consciousness that even if I fall down, there will be someone who is willing to open up their arms and catch me when I fall. Sometimes it just feels really good. To know that there's someone around you. And then if you are thinking that you don't have anyone around you, how about you think again? Because Nigeria Info 99.3 is here, standing by you. Also, I am here, Andrea. I will be standing by you from this hour till 12 p.m. And I hope that you're well. I hope that you're alive and grateful for life. I really hope that you are happy. I really do hope that you are happy. Today is Monday, the 30th of May, 2022. So I woke up this morning and I wasn't so happy about the news I saw on a setting WhatsApp group that I belong to. And so this woman decided to take her own life. I felt really bad about it. I felt really, really bad. And it was as a result of her being depressed. So I know that there's quite a lot of things that I would say it's a good reason for you to feel depressed or feel down. And sometimes we go so deep in that emotion that it's usually hard to pull ourselves back up. It's usually tough to pull yourself back up, and people end up taking their own life. But I want to say to you, if you are feeling really down, if you are feeling really sad, I would like for you to change that mind. So let me listen to this. So let me explain something to you. So there is sadness, right? And then there is depression. Now, depression is the deepest form of sadness. And there is happiness, and then there is joy. For me, I would like to see joy as the deepest form of happiness. So sometimes we are sad. We can easily switch that sadness. I mean, it could only last for a moment, right? And then something else makes you happy and then you're happy. But when you have gotten to that level of deep sadness, it becomes depression. It becomes you not being inspired to stand up from your bed anymore. It's you not being inspired to go out there and even look for a daily bread. It's you not feeling motivated anymore. It's you not having that excitement that comes from within. Now, let me help you understand this. Now, there is happiness, and happiness also can be short-lived. You can be happy this moment and be sad the next moment. But there's something about joy. It's the deepest form of happiness. It's long-lasting. It never really fades away. You know, that kind of deep happiness that just wants to make you cry. And then you feel fulfilled. Now, that's the word, fulfillment. That's what brings about the inner joy, that long-lasting happiness, fulfillment. So if you are in a deep state of not being motivated, just maybe you're not being fulfilled, either about life, about the job you're in, about the things around you. Now, I think that there is a way out of that by figuring out one thing, that thing that would help you feel fulfilled or make you feel fulfilled about life. I know it might not be easy you figuring out that out by yourself. I mean, that's why there are therapists and counselors and, you know, people around us who can help you out with clarity. But one thing I know for sure is fulfillment. When you have fulfillment, you can easily have that inner joy. And I know that deepest sadness or deepest deep depression will be difficult or tough to hover around you. I really hope that what I said just now encouraged you out there. So if you're feeling sad or feeling depressed, trust me, see, sometimes there are voices in your head telling you, you know what, just end it. It's, you know, these voices come and tell you that, you know, this is the easy way out. But trust me, it's not. Research has it that 90% of the time, people who attempt suicide regret the action. So it's really not the easiest way out. It's really not the easiest way out. So if you're listening, look for something, just one thing that will bring you fulfillment, just one thing. And trust me, that will really help you come out of that state. But if it's hard for you, just keep listening on your radio or find someone who you can talk to. Do not harbor it to yourself. Do not keep it to yourself. If you are feeling a deep form of sadness, please find a way to talk to someone that would help you feel a lot better. On that note, welcome Lagos. What's Up Lagos is live. It's 14 minutes past 10 o'clock right here. What's up, Lagos? I am Andrea on Dual B Tech Air. How are you doing this morning? A lot happened over the weekend. So what was your highest point and what was your lowest point? I must say a shout out to Real Madrid. I know, I'm a Liverpool fan. Not that I kept track with, you know, football and the likes, but I love Liverpool. And so whenever they're playing, I follow the match only when they're playing. So yeah, congratulations to Real Madrid. Also, for me, I had a good time. You know, I had a good time taking my son for Children's Day. And there was one thing I noticed, and I said I was going to come on the radio and talk about it. And maybe all the parents, and if you are also guilty of this, you would, you know, change, reframe your footsteps or do something better. So the number of bleached children I saw yesterday was really appalling. Trust me, when I say bleached, I mean skin bleached. Yeah. Dark knuckles, dark elbows, bleached children. And I'm wondering, what is really exciting or what is really beneficial? You are destroying a child's skin. And then in the guise of saying that you want to make them shine or glow. Like, come on. I saw this and I was really, really disgusted about it. Like, how would you bleach your child's skin? You want to make them yellow. Like, let them make that choice for themselves. Do not destroy their skin. Like, I was really, really disgusted by it. It's really harmful. So if you're a parent doing that for your child, no, that isn't good parenting. I'm sorry. That isn't good parenting. But I mean, these children were having fun. But maybe I should share some of the, disadvantages, the harmful things you're doing on your child's skin, or how that could harm them in the nearest future. If you are one who is bleaching your child's skin, there's nothing beautiful about it. Trust me, there's nothing. No, don't do it. Really, don't do it. Allow that child grow up to make the decision by themselves. You know what you're doing? You are further messing with their self-esteem. Like, don't do it. Really. I was really disgusted about it. And I know that there are many, many of them out there. Innocent, beautiful, cute-looking children, but they're all with dark knuckles and dark elbows. And you can see the circle on their eyes. Really dark. Don't do that. I don't know. I just felt like I have to vent about this today. But it's What's Up Lagos. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Feel free to let me know what's going on around your area and how you're doing this morning. I'm down with a little cold, but I will be fine. I will be fine. It's really hot outside also. The weather is intensely hot, but I don't know why I'm catching a cold. I have this cough, I have this catarrh. Yeah, I really don't know where it's coming from. But hey, Lagos, how are you doing this morning? 0700-993-993-993. The feel of Lagos is live, and guess what? It's all about you. How are you doing? But good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning. How is your family?
We are doing good.
How was your weekend?
It was good also.
This is Joy.
Welcome, Joy. How are you?
You see that matter where you just drink now? The thing is painful. I have to call some in my church. Say, what are you doing to this baby? You are robbing on your children. The good skin that God gives to them, you are destroying it. Please stop it. Go and look for baby cream and buy for these children.
Right.
You will see their skin will be beautiful. I don't know. And most of them also, they are educated. Those who are doing this one, they are educated. Please. Please stop it. Go to the shop and buy a baby cream for them. Thank you for bringing this up. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you also. I mean, it's really heartbreaking. Trust me. I really don't know. And people are selling and buying these bleaching creams for children. Like for children. It's not even good for adults. How much more a child whose skin is still very tender? And, well, I want to believe that you are trying to be a good mom or a good dad or a good parent, you know, so that, you know, your children will come out and look shiny and glow, you know, they call it glow. I want my child's skin to pop. I want it to pop. You don't know that you are harming that child's skin. You don't know that. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Come on, welcome.
So much. Good morning. Good. I like your exuberance. this is my time calling in.
Welcome. It's good to have you.
Thank you very much. My name is Nonso Ngonadi.
Welcome, Nonso.
Thank you so much. Okay, let me just share an experience with you. One day, I walked into a very big mall to purchase a lotion for my children.
Okay.
I was unable to find something that does not contain hydroquinone. All the creams, all the lotions that I saw on the shelf, all of them had, I reverse checked the content, and I saw that all of them had the capacity to bleach. All of them had the bleaching.
Children's cream.
I was unable to buy that day. So I had to go back home and tell my wife. She had to go somewhere and now had to look for something. So it's painful, and I think the government should get involved. Parents, yes, you are the parent of your child. That child also has certain rights. There are certain decisions you can make on behalf of that child until the child turns 18. Yes, you are the father or the mother, but it is not right for you to start bleaching a child, you know, spoiling or damaging the skin, potentially damaging the skin
of that child. Yeah.
That is wrong. I think the government has to wade into this and do something about it.
All right. Thank you so much. I mean, I know that we want to bring up everything, we'll bring the government in to do something. But, you know, it really starts from you and I. Like, you need to know, I think parents, maybe they're not sure of how much damage you're doing to the child's skin when you bleach their skin. Like I keep saying, if bleaching a skin can be harmful to a mature skin, how much more a child's skin? Like, let's even think about this thing. I don't know, man. Hello? All right, call me back. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. The phone lines are buzzing off the hook this morning. Hello? All right, call me back if you can. It's still What's Up Lagos. The Feel of Lagos is live and is dedicated to you. You want to jump on the banter? Maybe if you're a parent also and then you have been using this cream that has steroids or, you know, that are can potentially bleach your child's skin. It might not be intentional. It might just be from a very innocent heart of yours trying to make your child's skin look good. No one is judging you. But, you know, we're trying to let you know that it isn't really fair on your kid. Like, it isn't fair on doing that to your child. So how about you jump on the banter and tell us about your experience and what informed your decision to go about using that cream on your child? You can share with us. Also, do tell me what's going on around your area. Basically, the Feel of Lagos is about you. All right, 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Cheers to life. Welcome. It's good to have you.
Thank you, ma. This is Mary.
Welcome, Mary.
Yeah. Well done, ma.
Welcome.
But I love your topic. I'm so impressed for the topic. Thank you, ma.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. All right, she's impressed. Maybe she's one of those who have seen the children looking very discolored, because you can call it discolorization. Yeah, that's what it is, actually. And it's really not pleasant to the eyes. It is not, really. 0700-993-993-993, the female-only line, is 01465-7190. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive. Well, welcome.
Good morning, Angie.
Good morning to you.
My name is Nehemiah.
Welcome, Nehemiah.
First time caller.
Yay, you made it this time. Welcome.
You and Collins, you guys brought me to the middle of the ocean and abandoned me.
Oh.
Where is Collins, for God's sake?
You know what? That would be a discussion for another day if you don't want to break my heart this morning.
Online.
All right,
on the media.
Then. Thank you so much.
Yeah, good. I don't know if you're in Lagos in the 80s or in the 90s. Used to say Fanta Philips Coca-Cola Lake.
Sorry, say that again.
In the 90s in Lagos, we used to call them Fanta Face Coca-Cola Leg.
Hi, yeah, yeah. Fanta Face Coca-Cola Leg.
Yes.
That's the
now,
name.
Now, for like the middle and the upper class, but now it's for the upper class. I'm privileged to walk around the big men, the kind of cream, and Banana Island, and Ikoyi. When they're having their children party, God is mindful. You see their elbow, their fingers, and cycle of their like eye
yeah,
cycle.
Yeah.
Their knee and knuckle.
Yes.
And you'll be wondering, I was wondering, I would now like to take my mind back to Apapa and Majesty in those days, where we have this woman that does Agbo and maybe Amala joins.
Yeah.
They flesh a lot. I thought it was a trend. The lower class, but now it's something else.
Wow. Wow.
I hope. They are listening and they'll have a change.
Hopefully. In fact, that would be my hope. And in fact, if that happens, I'll say, yes, that was a show. I will feel fulfilled for today. Trust me, if that happens, I would definitely feel fulfilled today. Really. We'll be going on a break shortly. I would also share with you some of those dangers. If you are that parent that's been bleaching your child's skin, maybe some of these dangers will scare you a bit. And then you can, you know, stop using that. Shea butter is even enough. Coconut oil is enough. There's some essential oils that are really enough. You know, just enough. Why go ahead to bleach their skins? Why? Are you not proud of the color of your skin? Why do you want to change the color of your child's skin? Let them make that decision for themselves. Do not impose your own low self-esteem on your child. Don't do that. We'll go on a break. Lagos, stick around.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.
What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
Welcome back, 10:37 on the clock. It's still What's Up Lagos. I am Andrea Odwobi. Take care. And we're live on Nigeria Info 99.3. The feel of Lagos is ongoing right now. Do you want to tell me how you're doing and what's going on around your area? Feel free to do that. So I shared my experience over the weekend and how that I saw children who were bleached. Like their skin, you know, was is it discolorized? Or how do I put this English together right now? Like, they had dark knuckles and they had dark elbows, dark knees. You need to see their toes. But I mean, every other part of their body seemed good and shiny. But that part could you know, indicate that they have been bleached. That is, their skin was bleached. And by no other person but their parents. I can't imagine a child walking into a store and picking the cream by themselves and saying, I want my skin to pop. I want to glow. Give me this cream. If they're not influenced by their parents. And it's really dangerous for their skin. It's really, really dangerous. Now, Nigeria has the highest consumption of bleaching creams. Yeah, research has that. You can go and Google it. We have the highest consumption of bleaching creams, and it has transcended to our children now. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. But I mean, I want to also hear from parents who do this to their children, like who, you know, bleach their children's skin. And I'm not judging, right? I know that it's probably, like I said earlier, probably coming from a place of you want their skin to look healthy. And it's possible that you're not aware that that's not the best way to make their skin look healthy. And that's understandable. I mean, every parent wants the best for their child, and that I understand. And sometimes when we're ignorant about something, we go ahead making mistakes. And this could be one of those ignorant mistakes, you know, where that you just want to, your intention is to make them look good, to make them look shiny and bright and glow, you know, and you know, look bright among their peers, but not knowing that you are damaging their skin. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. If you would like to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that also. The WhatsApp number, let me see that number again, is 0809-597-5805. I'll take that number again, 0809-597-5805. Okay, let's do this. 0700-993-993-993.
Hello? What's up, Lego?
Cheers to life.
Good morning,
welcome.
Andrea.
Good morning to you.
This is Mike from Shekotedo.
Ah, welcome.
I thank God for you. You are wonderful, man. Oh. I never knew you have this call. You have this stamina to stand without calling.
Oh,
you are doing great.
I'm trying my best. It's really tough, but I'm trying my best.
You're doing wonderful. You're doing wonderful. Okay, how am I feeling of our side?
Yeah.
Want you to help us beg people doing Ogunbosi and go to the road to please help us. Mm. The rains are here.
Mm.
This is more than a year they started that work. Mm. It's giving us hell, please.
Yeah.
Now, that is one. On our topic, you know, many people don't know that child training begins at creating values. They just don't have value. I'm sorry to use the language both for themselves, because that's why you see that when children grow up, when they've grown up, they've instilled this bad, they now want to correct them.
Mm.
Bible says a child you should train, not a youth or an adult.
Mm.
So I think that is one. Then one caller talk about the government, please. Do you know why he said that?
Okay, can I know why?
Now, you know, at times you go to buy, or even on anything you go to buy, at times, do you remember to check the expiring date?
Mm.
At times you just want to, you carry it, and when you get to them, you're like, this is expired. Even at times, some people might not even check.
Yeah.
And now, the same thing. There are people that go to
the store, the supermarket.
Buy, mm-hmm. Yes. And when they don't even look at the content of the creams they're buying.
Yeah.
So they don't even understand. So if there is regulation and the government monitor that children's cream should be of this standard,
mm-hmm.
I think if those ignorant, innocent ones that buy this, until when they start to see the effect, they say, why did this happen?
Mm-hmm.
And this, some are like that.
Right.
So I think one, parents should be conscious about child's training.
Okay.
And have values. Then government should also help for innocent people that doesn't know what is going on. Thank you for this topic.
Thank you so much. Do appreciate that you brought that in. So yeah, I mean, to some extent, maybe banning children creams that have some of those harmful agents in them. One of which is hydroquinone. What else? I think is it one they call Colgic and Direct? I don't even know most of their names. But those agents are the ones who, depigmentalize. What's the grammar that I want to speak now? People to help me bring this grammar together so that I will not embarrass my ancestors in public. The whole of Lagos, if not Nigeria, is listening to me right now. But you understand what I'm trying to say here. So those are substances or agents in these creams that could bring about, you know, bleaching your children or, you know, changing their skins. Your skin color and isn't so pleasant at all. So maybe putting a ban to those creams maybe would be helpful, just maybe. But at the end of the day, still the end user that has the bulk of the role, I would say, because you need to know those ingredients on the cream that you're in, the cream that you're buying, before picking them. All right. If you want to buy a cream for your child, look at it very well. Check the ingredients. If it says whitening or lightening or whatever, you know, it's not for your child. It's not for him or her. On your part, I think it still comes down to the end user, the person who is purchasing, to have the knowledge, right, on what and what to look out for your child. I think so. 0700-993-993-993. Our friends from Adron Homes will be joining us shortly. They've been on this campaign. All right, this amazing campaign for young landlords. So Children's Day was last week. So if you are still looking out for what to get for your child, it's an opportunity for you. And that window is still open. So they'll be joining us shortly. Stick around for that one.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. It's 10:46 on the clock. And I said earlier that our friends from Adron Homes will be joining us shortly. And they're here to talk about the Young Landlord Promo. So this is one that you want to come closer to your radio set, because this is news you can use. And trust me, it's a great package that you want to be a part of. And I have me, Akinde, and your lad. Did I get that right?
Yeah, sure.
Welcome. I also have Cynthia. Welcome. It's good to have you here. So talk to us. I mean, you both are looking really, really good this morning, right? I hope you're feeling good as well.
Yeah, sure. Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay, so talk to us about the Young Landlord Promo.
Okay, Young Landlord Promo is a package designed by Adron Homes and Properties. Okay, we are looking at, parents investing in their children's future. Okay, there's a term in real estate that says best time to invest was 30 years ago and the next best time is now.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and another thing again, just imagine 30 years ago or 40 years ago, we had the opportunity of our parents investing in our future. I think by now, I don't think there will be anything like paying rent and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Adron brought to the table to the parents. We want to encourage parents to, invest in their children's future, buy land in their name.
All right, that's fantastic. So how can parents buy or purchase this land for their children? How can they do that?
Yes, thank you very much. The best way and also the available way to for parents to get their word started is to, first of all, declare their interest, you know. And also, I believe as the name implies for the promo, which is called Young Landlord, we have... We've been so far so good. We've been able to register a lot of young landlords, you know, in our different estates cut across the continent, the nation, you know. So the first things first is for you to declare your interest by subscribing to this promo, by making your initial deposit, and then that's all. You get your documents on the plot, and That's all.
Yeah. When you make your initial deposit, you would have your documents.
Yes, you have your document. And on completion of the payment of the land, you have your provisional letter of allocation.
Interesting.
States your property.
So how much? How much is the first deposit?
Initial deposit for the young landlord promo is as low as 25,000 naira to get started. And you can spread your payments for 12 or 24 months, even up to 36 months. It's a very the payment is very flexible, to the point that Adronoms has made it so easy, you know, for a lot of our subscribers, our clients, you know, to own a plot, to own a property, you know. So for the kids, this is a very special promo for them, and they can enjoy up to 30% discount on all our estates, and they can also spread the balance of the payment for as long as 36 months.
So the first payment, 25,000. So where and where do you have your estates located?
Okay, we have in different locations. We have in Lagos, we have Abuja, we have Ogun State, we have Abuja, like I said, we have Nasarawa. So you can key into any of these locations.
Okay, so make a deposit of 25,000 naira?
As low as 25.
Okay.
Can pay more than that. Yes.
Okay.
You can actually keep more than that.
So how can they reach out? If an interested parent is listening right now, how can they reach out to you?
Okay. They can reach out to us on 070 395259 52. Let me call the number again. 070 395259 52, or they can also reach us on 070 33 71 1817.
All right.
Yes. Okay. They can also reach us on 080 2294 2407. Again, I call it 080 2294 2407, or on 080 93 39 9774.
All right, then. Thank you so much. Do you have any additional? Okay, something you want to say?
Yes.
All
right, we also have other packages.
Okay.
If you don't want to key into the young landlords, we also have other packages that you can enjoy up to 50% discount.
Yes.
Within this week.
Really?
Yes.
Week,
and you can spread the payment within 6 months or 1 year.
All right. So exactly. The moment they reach out to you, they can make that.
We can provide them with all the information, all the details they need, you know, to get started.
All right, can we have that numbers again?
Okay. 070 39 52 59 52. Again, 070 39 52 59 52. Another one, 070 33 71 1817.
All right.
Okay. The numbers again are 080 2294 2407, 080 93 39 9774.
Okay, then. Thank you so much. I hope that this was information that you can use, news that you can use to better your life. So if you are young or a parent and you have children that you want to gift, I think gifting them a land is the perfect gift you want to give to your child. I believe so. All right. Thank you again. Thank you again. Lagos, stick around. I'll be right back with you. All right. Welcome back. 10:55 on the clock is still What's Up Lagos. And the Feel of Lagos is live right now. My name is Andrea Oduobi Teke, and I'm reaching you live from the Nigeria Info Studios. Right here, Nigeria Info 99.3. I hope that you're doing good. I hope you're doing well. Tell me what's happening around your area. The Feel of Lagos is basically about you, like I usually say. How are you doing, and what is happening around your area? If you want to talk about this, I don't know the word, right word to use concerning, you know, this act, how the parents get to bleach their children's skin. It's really appalling. Me personally, I don't feel good about it at all. I see it and I am fully disgusted by it. It's I don't know. And I would also really want to hear from parents who do this to the children. Is it coming from a place of you don't not knowing that they're not good for your child's skin? Or is just that you have an idea of how your children's skin are supposed to look like? Maybe you can share with me and tell me your point of view. You know, what informed your decision as to bleaching your child's skin? 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. You can also drop a WhatsApp message. The WhatsApp message is... I keep looking for this number. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. I'll take it again. 0809-597-5805. The phone lines are still buzzing. Hello? All right, call me back. Do call me back if you can. It's 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. And do drop a WhatsApp message as well. 0809-597-5805. The Feel of Lagos is live. Hello.
Hello, Andrea. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. If I this is your topic, eh? it's one of those things that will be disturbing my mind as a mother.
Okay.
You know, I do a product. I won't mention my name, but it happens that, you know, people will be asking me, madam, this is your product. Will it make my baby skin light? you see the people talking to me all dark like a chakwa. They say, I want my baby to be fair. Then I want to tell them, why do you want your baby to be fair?
Oh.
Your skin is beautiful. If you want a beautiful skin, especially as adults, take plenty of water, eat vegetables and fruit.
Yeah.
That's all. I just moisturize your skin. Your skin will be beautiful. So this mentality of slavery master can, because they see the white as their master, and they see themselves as slaves. So this slavery master kind of
mentality
that we have is what is making people to go and bleach. Why should somebody bleach your kind of skin? Why do you need for just to look crazy and that eating well, taking a lot of water, taking vegetables and food, that's all.
Yeah.
And it will all be a within.
Yeah.
So please, so when they tell me, apart from the damage you are doing to your skin, a whole lot of damage to the liver and to the kidney.
Yeah.
So we hear no kind of secret, the only thing go to affect the internal organs. But because of the myopic kind of I don't know what to say. People are so myopic and so illiterate. And so they believe that, and they will see something, they will tell something whitening, and the whole thing is free, the whole supermarket, and that's what they'll be buying. I don't know the kind of mentality we have that people want to go for something to lighten that skin and say, look, you know, this is inferior to the white. No, I beg. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here with you.
So it's very, very appalling. It's so sad.
Yeah.
It's so sad that people will go to the instead of bleaching for newly born. Even when they are pregnant, they are shopping for something that will make the baby fair. Can you imagine?
You sound really pained.
Maybe they need to educate these people because they are killing those children. Those killing them.
Yeah.
When they go, they'll be having to be called sickness with cancer of this, cancer of that. No, that the one that have killed that baby, what is the name of looking good? Feed your baby very well. Give your baby a lot of water. Let the baby take natural vegetables and fruit. That's all. I feel beautiful. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, man. She sounded really pissed. Really, really pissed. We'll go on a break, going to the newsroom right now. When we come back, trust me, there's more to talk about. Stick around.
This Lagos! It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. It's 4 minutes past 11. It's still What's Up Lagos. My name is Andrea Odobi Teke. And then we were talking about parents using bleaching cream on their children's skin. And we have a few WhatsApp messages. I'll take a bit of a few of them before we switch gears to the family talk. And maybe a few calls as well. So on WhatsApp, this coming from Agbar. What's your name now? Your name is God First Tyree from Agbara, Ogun State. He says, good morning, Andrea. I have seen many of bleaching children And it's not funny at all, okay? It says, although I advised parents to stop those sort of lotion or creams and to get the natural skin, okay, the natural skin, all right? And he says, let them use coconut oil or cannella oil, right? To restore that skin back before it's too late. It says, have a wonderful day. Thank you very much. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. So I said I was going to share with you some of the effects of using these creams, bleaching creams, on your child's skin. So your children are at risk of dermatitis. It is a skin irritation. Your children are also at risk of having the blue-black discoloration, and they're also at risk of blindness. They're at risk of also having kidney damage. This is quite a lot already. Trust me, this is quite a lot already for a child. Just a child. They're also at risk of cancer, you know? So, I don't know, man. Hearing all of this, are you still going to use a bleaching cream on your children, all in the name of you want them to look bright and glow and shine and what? And then you have them suffer. And you have them suffer. You have them suffer skin irritation. You have them suffer blindness. You have them suffer discoloration. You have them, you know, suffer all these effects. And they did not ask for it. That's even the funny thing. These children did not ask for it. They did not come to me and say, Mommy, Mommy, I want my skin to look this way. Or Daddy, Daddy, I want my skin to look this way. You chose for them. That means you put them at risk of going through all this, of making them go through, you know, just all this. Man, if you are that parent, and trust me, like I said earlier, no one is judging you. It could just be that it's as a result of you just wanting your children to look good. There are other creams that you can use and your child will look good. There are essential oils that you can use. There's olive oil. There is lavender oil. There is coconut oil, jojoba oil. There is what other oil can you use? These are quite natural oils. Shea butter, you know, that you can use for your children. I know you say to make them look too dark, but I mean, what is even wrong looking dark? If your natural skin is dark, what is wrong looking dark? My goodness. Okay, the phone lines are still buzzing. I'll take a few and then we'll switch gears. Please move away from your radio or turn it off completely. Hello?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Ngozi. I'm calling you from Lagos Island.
All right, welcome. Let's talk.
Yeah, speaking about bleaching babies, I think the major problem we have here, even the celebrities are not left on this table. Many times the adverts they do, the things they do on social media mislead a lot of mothers and a lot of parents. Some are very unaware of what they do, while some are very aware. And what I mean, as in they know the danger. They just want for their own benefit and decide to do, just like the adults that bleach. So also, you said something about essential oils. Essential oils are also very dicey in baby care products.
True, though.
More often, yes. So, because they are volatile oils, and some of them, the baby's skin could also react. And it baffles me when a lot of people tell you that when you use shea butter, it darkens your skin. Without knowing, I keep arguing this over with a lot of people. Shea butter does not darken. What happens is, if your skin is already compromised through bleaching, like babies that bleach, when you use this shea butter on their skin, it's kind of a skin repair kind of oil.
So it takes the skin back to its natural state.
It takes the skin back, exactly. When you see somebody that has been burnt with maybe bleaching and all that, the fastest way with other things you use, if it has not been caused that much damage, Once you start using natural shea oil or shea butter itself, it has a tendency of reversing your skin back to the normal...
the natural state.
The natural state that it were before. So anybody that uses it and tell you it bleaches the skin or it
makes it darkens
them, that means you have already compromised your natural skin.
I would also
advise parents. I know a mother just of recent that gave birth. A baby is just barely 1 month. She was using one of these baby care products and discovered that the baby's skin, the baby is having rashes. Some are not sensitive enough to know that even if a product may be good for a baby, but certain babies have different skin types that they could react.
Right.
So you also discontinue. We have to be aware of a whole lot of things.
Right.
I think it's ignorant. Thank you so much.
Thank you also for saying, for giving us your thoughts. And truthfully, like she lastly said, some of the time it could just be based on ignorance. Like I said, some parents actually do make this ignorant mistake. And would you want to excuse that? So somebody said one time that ignorance is no excuse for, I can't really remember that statement, but I hope that makes sense. Mike is on the line. Hi, Mike. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ikeja.
All right.
Please, I also want to put you online so that Lagos people can know what is going on. I went to FaceTag yesterday. Sorry to my way out for a point.
All right, go ahead.
I went to FaceTag yesterday. I wanted to, my tire, I have flat tire, parked somewhere to fix my tire. I was in the middle of the bike people, what they are planned. They are planned to destroy a lot of things tomorrow. I'll be tomorrow or next tomorrow. They're trying to inform Lagos people, should they very, very extra careful. If you are going out tomorrow or next tomorrow, I don't know the day they are abandoned not to come out. Nigeria, Lagos people should be very, very be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Because those bad people, what they are planned, man, it's very, very bad plan they have. Serious, against tomorrow or next month, I don't know.
All right.
I just want to let you guys know, please.
Thank you so much, Mike. I do appreciate that information. The Lagos State Government placed a ban on motorcyclists and the Okada, from the 1st of June. That would be implemented. And it just says that if you are in Lagos, what he's trying to say is they are coming up with an uprising. And I think there was a time we talked about that on the air, the possible uprising that could come as a result of the ban. But this is also to call on the authorities to do the needful during this period, and for every one of us to also be vigilant and be careful and keep ourselves safe out there. All right, 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Hello.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi, what's your name? Welcome.
Hi, my name is Ziza. I switched on my radio and all I heard was essential oil and children in the same sentence, and I started calling.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, so as someone who deals in that, I would advise people to, so they don't quote you, that's why I called.
All right.
I would advise people to just stay away from essential oils for kids.
For
except
real?
Except the mother. Yes, except you are ready to read. Because like the other lady said, they're very, very dicey.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are not good for kids. And a lot of them are not good for lactating mothers and pregnant mothers.
Oh, yeah.
So except you're willing to do the work to read about it and understand the usage as well.
Okay.
I would say this. However, carrier oils. Yes, so carrier oils are your olive oil that you said, coconut oil. Those are carrier oils. They're okay to use.
Okay.
But when you start diving into lavender, all of those ones, then it gets very, very dicey.
Dicey.
So please, you guys, go your essential oils.
Okay.
Except you're ready to read about it and use it the right way.
All right. Thank you so much. I mean, that even educated me as well. All right. Have yourself a good day. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. I got to be sincere with you. At some point when I was mentioning jojoba and lavender, I was like, am I making the right? Am I saying it right? But I use coconut oil for my son. I also mix it with, some of those essential oils. So maybe I'm not doing it right. But I would find out. I would definitely do. But I use a certain product, and I'm not going to mention that product on the air. It has no bleaching content in it. You know, it has no bleaching content in it. But I mean, if you are a parent who bleaches your child, please don't do it. If you engage in it, please, I beg of you, do not do it. Do not do it, please. For the sake of your child, if you really do love them, if you do care for them, please don't do it at all. I beg of you. Hello?
Hello, Andre.
Please move away from your radio.
Okay. Hello.
All right, welcome.
My name is Bertram.
Welcome, welcome.
I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Mm-hmm.
I like the topic your sister, you know. Another thing is that those people selling those cream, they just want to make a lot of money for themselves.
And I mean, they are making the money.
Because I remember I used shea butter for my children, age 7 and 5. And their skin is very okay. So this day I ran out of it. I didn't know. I went to a shop to look for one other cream like that. And the lady was advising me to buy this new branded cream for children. No, ignorantly, I did not read the content.
Okay.
So I bought it after applying it for them, like 3 weeks. I noticed it was changing, especially my boy. Because he had a very light skin. And so I noticed that there was some changes on it. Immediately, I put a stop on it. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here with you. I mean...
I stopped it immediately. They said that, look, the children like the cream. I told them that it's not good for your skin.
Aww.
Can't you see that it changes your color? Mm. So right from that day, I stopped it.
Huh. Well,
some parents there will say, it's looking fine. No, you should blend at the end of the day.
Well,
I just have to stop it. It's important.
Right.
It is not good for us.
It isn't,
so I think
actually.
Parents should, the moment they notice that the cream they're using for their children is changing their complexion, I think it's better you stop it because they're doing no good to the children.
Yes, yes. Thank
more
you.
More harm to them.
It does, it does. Thank
All
you
right.
so much.
I hope Colin is fine.
He is doing good. He's doing
okay.
good. Thank you so much for calling. All right, with their WhatsApp messages here, it's okay. Are you going to take that for me?
Yes, definitely. So, we have a lady. She's sending in pictures. Unfortunately, she said she's been having this inflammation. Ooh, okay. All right. So we have pictures from Celestine Abba from Shomolu. She's sending in pictures of her scalp. And she says she's been having this inflammation on her skin and scalp. I have done virtually everything since 2012, but it's still there. I don't know what to do again. I've gone to the hospital, did traditional, but nothing. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe you would have to meet a dermatologist that could help you out. But I'm no dermatologist, and I don't think I have a solution to your issue right now.
I don't know why. I just suspect it might be like something that happened when she was little. I don't know. Anyway, we have a nameless person who said the ingredients that make up the creams... I think the man said he could not buy them. The government should be involved as to the content of creams because of a comment a man made about not being able to buy creams for children.
Okay. I think I remember we had a call, someone who said that the government should be involved in this. So yeah, maybe that's what he's trying to explain. It's coming from David James. Oh, there's another message from David James.
Yeah, David okay. James said, bleaching should be discarded because it makes the skin open to injuries and sensitive to some dangerous substances.
Mm. I think I've taken that one already.
Right,
so I'll take one more call and then we'll switch. Yeah, so we had this conversation last week, Tuesday, and because of time, we couldn't stretch the conversation. And we thought, okay, you know what? Let's bring it back today and let's talk about it. We're talking about abusive relationship, but that would coming up shortly. I'll pick one more call and then we'll switch gears. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
My name is Emeka. I'm calling from K2FA.
Welcome, Emeka.
Help me greet my friend, oh.
I hear you.
Please, I want to talk about this parents issue. The problem now, you see, most of all those families, most of all those family or babies that are born babies now, mm-hmm. most of them do not know the difference between, if person says use Ori, use this bacchanal oil, they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They will go to the supermarket and buy this Ori that they have already apply everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to buy Ori, go to Osho, go to all this local market, go and meet all those grandmama, buy Ori, use for your baby. All those Ori, okay, one of my use Ori. At last, I said to go and buy Ori. Go and buy Ori. Ori that they buy.
Mm-hmm.
If you use that for that baby 1 month, your baby must
shine.
Mm-hmm. And let me say Ori. This is not Ori now. The Ori is different. Oluaku, if you go to a Yubo market, buy Aku, motor ram, all your gas, do a Oluaku small, use that for your baby. All those ones, they don't miss Amu. Yeah, that is not him. They don't miss him. Okay. If you get a man from village, call him. Give him money, make you do a lock for you, bring for you. He pay the money. Now he be a lock. They don't know.
Okay.
They don't know.
Okay.
And they are complaining.
Thank you so much, Emeka. Emeka just told me that here's an Igbo man. So Ori, I think Ori means shea butter, the very popular shea butter. And then Olaku, it's cannel oil, palm cannel oil. And I know also that those are good moisturizers that you can use for your skin, your baby's skin, your child's skin as well. So we'll switch gears. I want to say shout out to those who reached out, to share your own one or two cents regarding children or parents bleaching their children's skin. And this conversation is one that I would love to stretch and talk about. And just so that one parent who would listen and say, you know what, I'm not going to do this again to my child because it isn't fair. It is not fair on them at all. Okay? But thank you so much. Our sweet guest right now, Family Talk, will be coming up next. We're talking abusive relationship. Are there signs to look out for in a potential abuser? Because at the end of the day, we get to ask, were there signs or there weren't any signs at all? This person just changed in the marriage and they started experiencing this. We'd like to hear what you think about that in just a moment. Stick around.
Turn on your choice for the best of sports.
Manchester United 3, AFC Bournemouth 1.
News and great conversations.
Ben has never changed anybody. It has only hardened people. Please let them ban it completely.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. The Family Talk is live. Now, previous studies have shown from Nigeria that the prevalence of IPV, that is intimate partner violence, range from 31 to 61% for psychological and emotional violence, and then 20 to 31% for sexual violence, and 7 to 31% for physical violence. And furthermore, studies conducted in different regions in Nigeria have reported prevalence of IPV, which is intimate partner violence, ranging from 42% in the north, 29% in the southwest, 78.8% southeast, and 41% in the south. Now, I just thought about it. Intimate partner violence. That is, you are intimate with this person. That is, you at some point profess love to this individual. That is, you both are into each other. So at what point did you hate me that you started abusing me? At what point did I change or did I trigger you? Or at some point, what went wrong? Or was it that there were signs that I ignored? Or is there something about this individual that changed or has always been that way? It's just I didn't see it. And thought I asked, how do people end up with abusive partners anyway? Is it that they were signs that they ignored? Or were there no signs at all? This person just changed. Because, I mean, look at it. What if during the relationship, you know, the cutting phase or the relationship phase, these two people were so much into each other and there wasn't any reason, either from the male side or the female side, there wasn't any reason for you to think that this person would be abusive to me anytime soon or anytime in the long run. You saw a future with this person and you ended up with this person, married and hooked. And there you go. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, this person's either abusing you physically or sexually or emotionally. What went wrong? Were there signs that were ignored? And that's what we want to talk about today. So if at all there are signs, what are these signs to look out for? What are these signs to look out for in a potential abusive partner? Because I'll tell the truth. You can't really tell. They just say that you can't really tell a person's full self until you are now in with the person. They say, you know, you can't really tell who a person is completely, you know. So what if there weren't any signs and this person found themselves in, you know, and then a few months down the line, the individual is beginning to regret ever saying yes to marry this individual or ever proposing to marry this individual. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. I'm asking, how do people end up with abusive partners? Are there signs to look out for? Were there these signs? Were they ignored? And then, what are the signs to look out for in a potential abusive partner? What are the signs? How would you know that this partner of mine has the potential of abusing me? And remember, abuse is not just physical, where that you hit an individual or an individual hits you. It's not just that. There's also the emotional abuse. There's also the sexual abuse. And this has been prevalent in different relationships. I gave a statistics earlier saying that studies from Nigeria have shown that the prevalence of IPV, IPV means intimate partner violence, it's ranged from 31 to 61% for psychological and emotional violence, and then 20 to 31% for sexual violence, and 7 to 31% for physical violence. 0700-993-993-993.
The female that promised to give.
All right, apologize for that that break, but it was a necessary break. It's 11:29, and it looks like our time is already far spent. Mondays are usually like this. Power Solutions coming up in just a moment. There are a few WhatsApp messages. In fact, there's a particular WhatsApp message that we all have to take. And Isoke is here to take that for me.
All right. So, we kind of have a little bit of a sad story. This lady, she didn't give her name, but she said, "My contribution as a victim is that the signs are most times there, but the victim is always blinded by love." This is my 36th year in marriage. My husband abused me emotionally from the very beginning. He made me live for his benefit alone. He never gave a thought for what I needed or what will make me happy. I was a slave in my marriage. When I became sick, he started preparing for my funeral while I was still alive.
Wow.
Really wow. Unfortunate.
Wow. Okay.
So we have another one, nameless. This person said, "People claim love is blind. Maybe not. We are often blinded by our feelings and emotions, ignoring the negative signs and signals of our partners, and later acknowledging them when things go wrong. Aspiring couples need to open their eyes to avoid unpalatable future events." Thank you.
All right, I do agree with that. But on that note, we'll call it a wrap on the show for today. But we'll bring back this conversation because really we need to stretch it. And also, point out those facts or those signs that maybe potential or aspiring couples should look out for. If you're one who wants to be in a relationship or are in a relationship, but you're not aware that you're probably being abused, because sometimes we narrow abuse to physical abuse alone, but it's much more than that. We'll have that conversation tomorrow. Stick around, Lagos Power Solutions coming up next. Thank you, Isoke. You're a darling.
No problem. You're welcome.
All right, then. My name is Andrea Odobi. Take care. Bye for now.